There was a small village, and out of this village there was a man that he was living alone, and he didn't have the habits of the other people. The very special that he has, it was that he had to go, no he had, he went every day in the market of the place, and he just staring at the other people. He didn't do something else, but he stayed there and looking at the other people. And when he went back at his home, he was starting painting what it made impression to him today, that day. So he spent his time, his life, all the years by doing these things. Stirring, but the beautiful things, not something that he didn't really like, something that he feels that this is nice, wow. One day, somebody knocked on the door, and he went to open, and he keep his brushes on his hand, and he opened the door, and suddenly he saw the death. He was wearing his black clothes, you know, this really heavy clothes, and he grabbed his big this knife, and he told him that, you know, it's your time and I come to take you. And the painter told him, oh, you know, I would like just to put some just details on the last portrait I make, and I'll be right back. And he went inside and he said to the death to follow him, not to standing at the door. So he went inside, and suddenly the death saw the portrait of a person that was smiling, and he get really impressed. He didn't know that face of the human, he only saw, you know, dark, frightening and unhappy faces, and suddenly he saw a smile, and he said, oh my friend, what you are doing is really important, so I will let you leave, I will go. And he went away. When he returned, the death above to the land of the god, and he meet God, God counts the souls, and he found that one missing. And he told me, come on death, what's going on? You had to bring me 11 souls and you brought me just 10. Where is the one that is missing? And death told him, you know, there is something very strange that happens to me. There was a man and he was painting, and I saw something and I couldn't really brought him here. And he told me, you know, this is really unfair and opposite to the law of nature, and you have to go back and bring him. So death take his way back, and he went to this man, and he knocked again the door, and the man comes to the door and he said, oh, here you are, I was waiting for you. I told you that I have just 2 details to add. I'm ready now, we can go. And he took him with him into the garden. And God asked him and welcome him and find him really unique, let's say, because nobody else could the death leave him back. So he asked him, what are you doing? And he said that I'm going and I'm stirring the people, you know, and when I see something nice and bright, I just return back and I'm painting. Okay, says God. I found what I'm gonna do with you. I'm gonna put you in the source of the souls, and every moment that a new soul births, you're gonna paint something bright inside here, and you're gonna leave her go. And that is the position that this painter has until now that we are talking. He's there and he paints something bright inside the souls of the people. That was this story. I like this story very much.